Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. Are you holding on to doctrinal lies that you should have cut loose of a long time ago? Are you holding on to immoral practices that you should have cut loose of a long time ago? And are you holding on to people that are teaching you these lies and these immoral practices? Because if you're holding on to your doctrinal lies, to your immoral practices, and to the pimping preachers that profit from prophesying lies, if you're holding on to them instead of cutting them loose, then God warns you that He will cut you loose from a relationship with Him. Now this is scary. This is serious. But I'm telling you on the authority of the Word of God that God will use the sword of His mouth to cut you off from a relationship with Him if you do not cut off the doctrinal lies that you have been taught. If you do not cut loose of the immoral practices in which you are involved, and if you do not cut loose of the teachers that teach you these things. Now let's turn over to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 15 to see that indeed I have the authority from the Word of God to teach you this truth. Now Revelation chapter 2 verse 15, you have Yeshua who's written a letter to the church at Pergamos, and he is upset at the way that they are holding on to the teachings of the Nicolaitans. They're holding on to something that God wants them to cut loose of because He hates the teaching of the Nicolaitans. And again, I'm telling you on the authority of the Word of God, if you do not cut loose of the teaching of the Nicolaitans, then God says He's going to use the sword of His mouth to cut you loose from a relationship with Him. So let's read Revelation chapter 2 and verse 15. It says, and this is Yeshua speaking to the church at Pergamos, "You also have those who hold on to the teaching of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate." And we discussed the teaching of the Nicolaitans in reference to the church at Ephesus. But here in the letter to the church at Pergamos, we find a major difference. The church at Ephesus hated the teachings of the Nicolaitans, just like God hates the teachings of the Nicolaitans. But the church at Pergamos embraced the teachings of the Nicolaitans. Instead of hating them, they loved the teaching of the Nicolaitans. And briefly, the Nicolaitans were conquerors of the people, meaning that they abused their authority. Now we know that the Nicolaitans were conquerors of the people because the word Nicolaitan means conqueror of the people. If you look at the Greek word Niko, it means conqueror. And then if you look at the word Laos, it means people. And so the Nicolaitans were the conquerors of the people, which again means that they abused their spiritual authority. Now, authority in the church is not bad. Don't get me wrong. Authority in the church is not bad. God talks about the authority in the church. It's the abuse of authority in the church that is bad, and that's always bad. In Ephesus, the leaders and the laity fought against abuses of authority and only followed men as they followed Christ. And you can see those commands in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 in verse 1, and also in Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 18. There it says, to follow the leaders as they follow their leader, Christ, because then truly we will be following our leader, Christ. But if we are following these teachings of the Nicolaitans that teach us doctrinal lies, that teach us it's okay to be involved in immoral practices, if we are following these people, they don't have the authority to teach us that. So that's an abuse of authority. But if we yield ourselves to them, then they have conquered us. They have conquered the people. And there are many people who are yielding themselves to these pimping preachers that get paid to prophesy lies. These are false prophets that make a profit from prophesying lies. They are pimping preachers. They are Nicolaitans. They have conquered the people. These people submit to their foolishness, to doctrinal lies, to lies that you can be involved in immoral practices. And don't you see that in so many churches today when it comes to the immoral practices? Not only do you have the preachers who are sleeping with multiple women, or preachers and priests that are having sex with their boys, but you also see homosexuality that's rampant in many churches, and ministers that are actually encouraging homosexuals to be open about their homosexuality. Now, if homosexuals want to come in and fellowship with members of God's spiritual body, that's okay, as long as they are trying to repent and overcome their homosexuality. There was a person on TV, I saw this on CNN. This is a preacher of a major congregation that wants to have a television ad that shows homosexuals holding hand, openly practicing their homosexuality and coming into the church and embracing that sin. And that is nonsense. But if people submit themselves to this, then they are submitting themselves, they are holding on to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. If you have a preacher that's sleeping around with women, or priests that's sleeping around with boys, you don't transfer them to another parish, to another congregation. You defrock them. You kick them out of the ministry. You tell them to repent, to get some help, because they're sick. That is not something that people should put up with. They should put out these people. Tell them to get some help. Help them. Don't encourage them to continue doing these things. That's ludicrous. That's contrary to God. That is an abuse of authority. Also, it's true that people have embraced doctrinal lies, like this lie that Sunday is the Lord's Day. You cannot find anywhere in the scripture where God changed the Lord's Day, which is the Sabbath day, from the seventh day of the week to the first day of the week. In fact, you will find in Catholic literature statements upon statement saying that they're the ones who changed the day from the Sabbath to Sunday, from the seventh day of the week to the first day of the week. And they openly proclaim their authority over the Protestant churches, because the Protestant churches are following the Catholic Church, because the Protestant churches don't have any authority from God the Father or Jesus the Christ from the scriptures to be observing Sunday as the Lord's Day, to change the Lord's Day from the Sabbath day to Sunday. There's no scriptural authority for that. That is a doctrinal lie. And if you want to see these quotes from the Catholic Church and even from Protestant ministers admitting that there is no scriptural authority for this doctrinal lie, then please log on to our website, which is www.christianambassadors.org, that's christianambassadors.org, and read our article, Who or What is the Beast? And you will see that this beast, this mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots, who has daughters that are harlots, that came out of her in protest, if you see that their mark of authority is that they change God's laws in their minds, and that people bow down to them and accept this mark of their authority. And that's a quote from them, that it's a mark of their authority to be able to change the scriptures, to change God's laws, to do what they say. And the fact that people bow down to them and follow that, they say this, that that is their mark of authority. You can read that in that literature, in that article. So this is some of the teachings of the Nicolaitans, that this is the abuse of their authority that they have conquered the people, that the people submit themselves to them and hold on to this nonsense, these doctrinal lies and immoral practices. And friends, we must become and remain doctrinally and morally pure. And if you've gone off track, how do you get back on track? Well, in verse 16 of Revelation chapter 2, we can find out. So let's read in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 16. Yeshua says, repent. That's how you get back on track. Repent. Turn away from that stuff. Cut that stuff out of your life. Cut doctrinal lies out of your life. Read the Bible. Let the Bible guide you. Don't let any man guide you if they are guiding you contrary to what the Scripture says. Cut that kind of nonsense out. Cut out that nonsense about immoral practices, about accepting that fornication is okay, having sex before marriage, that adultery is okay, that homosexuality is okay. All of those kind of sick, sexual, perverted sins, or any other kind of immoral practices. The stealing of money, like many pastors have been caught doing, stealing money, just ripping people off left and right. So if we're involved with that, we need to repent. And if our pastors, our leaders, the deacons are involved in that, we need to confront them so that they can repent. Don't let them hold on to this nonsense, and don't you hold on to this nonsense. Because if you hold on to it, as opposed to cutting it off, God says he's going to cut you off with the sword of his mouth. And we can see what the sword of God's mouth means in Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 15, and then also still in Revelation 19, but now in verses 19 through 21. And I'm just going to read it briefly. It says in verse 15 that out of God's mouth goes a sharp sword, so that with it he should strike the nations. He will rule them with a rod of iron. He treads the winepress of the wrath of Almighty God. And then in verse 21 it says, and the remainder of them who did not follow God were killed with the sword which came from the mouth of him who sits upon the white horse, bringing judgment. So God is warning us to cut off the teachings and the deeds of the Nicolaitans. If we do not, then God will cut us off with the sword of his mouth. Now, of course, God is always looking to give us grace to grow into godliness. God doesn't want to cut us off. He wants us to thrive, to live. And so God wants us to grow in his graces and knowledge. In our next program, that's what we're going to talk about. How to grow in God's graces and knowledge. Thank you for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.